Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And this, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
On Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, we got Ephraim Salam joining us at the bottom of the hour. And with that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm lovely. It was 70-something degrees out here in New York and New Jersey, so I'm feeling like I'm back in L.A.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So is the ground moving, crashing into the ocean? Is that what you feel like? I'm sorry.
I should
joke about that.
You joke about it quite a bit.
I know. It's just one of those. They always say that California is going to slip into the
I know.
Pacific
They've been
Ocean.
Saying that since I was a kid.
Since I was a kid.
Probably before that.
Am I right?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We've always heard that.
San Andreas fault, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be an ocean by now. But all right, let's introduce the crew and get rolling. Rob, we got super producer Rob G is in the house. Back again off yesterday. Is our man DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and the twos. And on the updates, you heard him. Dan Beyer.
Wait a minute. Well, crack Dan's mic. Is he slumming? Dan, what are you doing?
Well, guys, I'm contractually obligated to appear on The Odd Couple at least twice a year. And since the old hot seat.
That's right. You used to be on the high.
I think I was undefeated. Right. I think I was unbeaten.
I was just about to say, I'm glad you came back because we beat you up pretty bad.
That's right.
I remember
there were third degree burns.
Right.
Only on the ribs you cooked because my ribs don't need sauce. That's why.
You just here because you heard that David Justice is making his debut on our show today. Is that it?
Oh, that would if I would have known ahead of time, I would have brought my David Justice Atlanta Braves jersey in. True story, I actually have one, but maybe next time.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, look, it's great to have you, my man. And yes, David Justice will be here for Baseball Justice. That's the third hour. And so that'll be a lot of fun. But, Rob, let's get this thing going. The NBA playoffs are here. I don't care what they call them. I don't care that they don't keep the stats.
They're not the playoffs because if they don't,
this is the playoffs. This it's not the regular season. There's nothing else for it to be.
Yeah, but they don't count. You don't count as having a playoff appearance unless you make it to the seventh and eighth seed, Chris.
That baffles me.
So this is like, it is. It's weird.
Like, you can't find the stats for the previous playoff games.
Right.
It's like,
no, but they should have the stats for the play-in. But you know what I mean? But they don't count as you making it. There's got to be a place for them because that doesn't make sense.
I would just, I agree. To me, it's the playoffs. I mean, I get it. You can call it, keep calling it the play-in, but the numbers maybe should be, I think they should count as playoff games. But hey, whatever the case, it starts tonight. And it'll be in a half an hour, Atlanta and Miami squaring off in the Eastern Conference, Rob, the 7 and 8 seeds. And then the Lakers, who a lot of people are excited about and think they have a chance to make some noise this postseason, they host the Minnesota Timberwolves. Remember, no Rudy Gobert, no Jaden McDaniels, and maybe a no chance. But, Rob, you are not high on the Lakers. Now, let me remind you before you go off with the bass in your voice and 10 toes down and
you
clown the Lakers. Columbia, yes. Okay. Yes, Columbia, South Carolina.
No,
yes,
Columbia J-School.
Nice. But you said, Rob, I'm just reminding you, that the Lakers wouldn't even make the play-in. So apparently you were wrong.
I was wrong because I didn't realize. And I'm here to douse the water on all these Laker fans and all these Laker homers who are in disguise as media members who are waving the Lakers pom-poms. And they hope against all hope that the Lakers make some sort of miracle run for LeBron. And deep down, they're fans of the Lakers and they want LeBron and the Lakers to make some miracle run. But I'm not buying it. I'm not in. Count me out. And this is why, Chris, I didn't realize when it came down to it, and I didn't think they'd even make the play-in, is I didn't realize how weak and easy the schedule was. And here we go. Let me give you some numbers. These are facts, not feelings. They only had really one legitimate win against a good team in the last 6 weeks of the season. And the Lakers beat the Warriors without Wiggins. They beat the Pelicans without Zion. They beat the Suns without KD or Ayton. And they did have the one big win, which was on the road against Minnesota when they came back from 17. They played great. They won that game. But the schedule that they played has been fugazi. It has been weak as toilet paper, wet toilet paper. So I understand why people, oh, look how good they are, the trades and who they have. And, oh, my God, I'm telling you, this team is not playoff tested other than LeBron and AD and the other pieces that they added. I want to see when it push comes to shove.
LeBron and AD and the other pieces, you need other people.
No, you need other people and those other pieces, which because we've already seen LeBron James not factor in or not having the same impact on winning despite good numbers. So that's why I'm saying you need to have other people as well. And here's the other thing is you can count on AD and LeBron throughout this whole postseason. LeBron has a bad wheel. We don't know how bad it is. It can turn at any minute. I'm here to tell you, do not buy into the Lakers. Do not buy any real estate. Do not buy any stocks and bonds. Run the other way. The Lakers are paper mache. They are fugazi up and down. And look at what they did recently. If that sells you, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
So do they get through the play-in? They got Minnesota tonight, and
well,
if
they should
lose,
be Minnesota missing two players. I mean, this is the whole story of the Lakers. If everybody's okay. going to be missing two players, then they should win. If they lose, then we got a bigger story.
Okay, if they win, they got Memphis. So you think Memphis beats them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, look, I don't think the Lakers will win the West. My pick is Golden State. However, I think you went way too far, just like you did when you foolishly said they wouldn't even make the play-in. And it sounds like half your argument is that they might get hurt, and they might. But what if they don't? You mean to tell me a team with a healthy LeBron James, who while he might not be what he used to be, is still one of the top 10, 15 players in the world?
Is he injured?
No. He's playing. And he had 30-something points in, what, three of his last four games, I believe. Anthony Davis, who is definitely playing like one of the best players in the world. Now, what I'll say about him, although I'm not predicting, or obviously neither of us is hoping for an injury, but this is a little bit sobering, Rob. He's now been healthy for about 2.5 months. 31 of the last 34 games, I believe, he's played. But that's typically the limit for AD. The last time he played more than 2.5, 3 months without an injury was his first season with the Lakers. And that was in 2020 when they won the championship. Now, he played most of the games and was healthy going into the bubble. But then, of course, they did get the break, the 3-4 month break before the bubble. So he played through that. But outside of injury, Rob, what's not to like, at least as far as giving them a shot? I mean, again, two of the top 10, 15 players in the world. They're one of the few teams with that type of, with two guys like that. They've got shooting, and when they added Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves has been there. They've got defense. Jared Vanderbilt is a wicked perimeter defender, and obviously AD is strong at the rim, and they have been one of the top five defenses, higher than that actually, since the All-Star break. And then you've got length. You've got depth with Rui Hachimura. You got Mo Bamba. Rob, this is a squad. I don't know why you don't like them. I mean, yeah, they haven't really been tested because they haven't played great teams, but they've taken care of business against the teams they've played. And, I mean, we had Golden State lost to Denver without Jokic recently. Philadelphia just got hammered by Miami. We're seeing teams, Phoenix struggled, even though they won, they struggled with Denver without Jokic. So they are beating teams, and they're not my pick to win the West, but for you to just act like they're, to use your word, fugazi, I need more than that. I need more than they haven't played a tough schedule. Give me something. I mean, because I'm looking at the roster like, yo, he can ball. He can ball. He can ball. He can ball. Like, what's not to like?
But that's, Chris, the problem is playing regular season games against bad teams is not the same as being in the postseason, making shots that matter.
I'm not worried about LeBron and AD.
Well, I'm just saying that LeBron and AD, LeBron's been in the league 20 years. He has 4 championships. So, yeah, I mean, I know everybody, well, I mean, everybody makes it like it's automatic that LeBron is going to win a championship, or people are on that bandwagon. I'm just saying I don't buy into this team because they haven't been tested. Winning one game is not winning 4 out of 7 against better teams that have been together all year. I'm just going to put my money on the field rather than the Lakers. And I'm not going to buy into the fugazi or lame schedule that they played, and they won the games. They counted. They made the play-in. I underestimated that teams wouldn't have their full throttle of players, and Zion would be out, and Ayton would be out, and New Orleans Kevin Durant would be out. I'm just saying, but I didn't realize that those all of those things would line up for them. So I'm out.
But you're also
everybody else can be.
Like
in.
I said, I'm not picking them to win the West, but I just think you're going too far to the other extreme and act like calling them fugazi. And here's the thing, Denver, didn't finish strong to say the least. Memphis had issues with their star player Ja Morant. Steven Adams is out. Brandon Clark is out. Sacramento, young as all get out. No playoff experience whatsoever. Doesn't defend. They're 25th in the league in defense. Phoenix had 8 games together, and they didn't play anybody either. They didn't play anybody either. All right, with Durant. They got like 1 good win out of their 8. The Clippers, banged up. No Paul George. Golden State, not pick, but have struggled on the road. Wiggins coming back from injury. I mean, everybody got questions. So the Lakers don't have any more questions than anybody else in the West. So I just think you're going to the other extreme. But let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are LeBron, AD, and the Lakers fugazi, as Rob Parker said, or do you give them a legitimate shot to make some noise in these playoffs? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a 3-time Manager of the Year and a 3-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday, So follow the 7 right now.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Trust me. So bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Rob says the Lakers are fugazi. I say, hey, they could make some noise in the Western Conference playoffs. What do you say?
All right, let's kick it off with Lenny in Minneapolis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Lenny?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good, great. Man. How are you?
Good, good. Blessed. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I'm a longtime Lakers fan. I'm going to say beginning of the season, I would say, yes, the Lakers are fugazi, especially with we know who was on the roster, how it was shaped up. But what I will say is we're talking about the Lakers who are a couple buzzer beaters that happened this season, a blown call against the Celtics where they could potentially be the fourth or fifth seed right now. So with that being said, I don't think they're fugazi. I think there's only 2-3 teams in the West right now.
Are they going to the Western Conference Finals, Lenny? Yes or no? Stop with all the hemming and hawing.
Yes, they're going to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry about that, Lenny.
Hemming and hawing. I want to hear all that.
How rude.
Oh, the buzzer beater. You call him against LeBron. Yeah. We could go through everybody's schedule.
It was truth.
Stop it. We could go through everybody's schedule. Alex in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, boys? Must not have gone well yesterday.
What's happening? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. We got Kevin Durant.
There you go.
Yeah, hey. What's up?
Well, let's be honest here. All it comes down to is injuries, injuries, injuries. If Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Booker get hurt, it's done. If LeBron or AD go down, it's probably done.
No, and not so probably. They're done.
No, yeah. I was going to say if probably. They lose what one are you putting a probably?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So what we're basically doing is hemming and hawing, but in a light of who's not going to get hurt, because if we do the video game thing and nobody gets hurt, Suns are going to win the chip. Let's be honest.
Look, I'm not sold. I like the Suns. I love them on paper. I think they should. Like if Kevin Durant is as great as we say, and I believe he is, and. You know, Devin Booker's obviously the man. We'll see what Chris has left, Chris Paul. But on paper, they got their big four, if you'll call them that, is probably about the best four in the league. But the lack of experience, there's a reason they play a regular season. So we'll see. I think Golden State can get them, but they're tough.
Wasn't long ago that when the Suns were up 2-0 in the finals, Devin Booker, I should say, was they said the next Kobe. You remember all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a all great right. player, but he
yeah, I know. I was, that was a little that. Premature. 877-99 on Fox if you want to squeeze in. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Now, speaking of fugazi.
Wow.
Yeah, your team still getting to the final, Sean?
I couldn't even do my intro. Well, yo, my uncle's over another mother, my brother, mine, the boy. Look. Rob, thank you for calling a spade and a fugazi. Chris, I can't believe you giving these men the title that easily, man. Just like last caller said.
Hold on. Don't misrepresent. I got Golden State getting out of the West, not the Lakers. Okay. I'm just saying they're not fugazi like Rob said.
Hey, Golden State didn't even get out that first round in this series, but I'm going to have to digress. With the Lakers, man, it's the same old story if they stay healthy. And I understand the thinking behind it. We're playing video game land like the last caller brought up. Yeah, man, they're a solid contender. But you look at even the additions. Mo Bamba spent some time on the injury report. D'Angelo Russell spent some time on the injury report. Your main stars are 30,
but that's
37
that's
years
your,
old.
That's
and a man
all
made
you
out
got,
glass?
Though? That's all you got, though. They going to get hurt. And they might. I hear you. But what if they stay healthy? You got to admit, they're formidable if they don't get hurt.
They are formidable, but not in this new NBA. They got a bunch of guys that could defend. When's the last time a defensive stalwart is who we were looking out for in the playoffs, man?
Yeah, but
these
high-powered
offenses are just going to run them off the court. This team ain't going to be able to keep up with Sacramento. This team ain't going to be able to keep up with Phoenix. They ain't going to be able to keep up with the Warriors. It's too much offensive firepower, man.
LeBron, they got two 26-point scores. How many teams got that?
Not many, but those two 26-point scores are running on bad knees, bad feet.
Okay.
One of them
if they get hurt, but that's all y'all got, they're going to get hurt.
That's not all. Like I gave you that they didn't play anybody, that the last 6 weeks was they had toothaches because they ate so many cupcakes during the last
thank
6 weeks.
You, Rob.
But
thank
their
you,
two
Rob.
Stars are right. Proven.
Sean, thank you.
And
appreciate
again,
the call.
I'm with y'all in that they not winning the West. I just think y'all going too far.
All right, let's squeeze one more in. Mark in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on? My thing is, who's significantly better than them in the West? Everybody has the same record. Everybody was within one or two games. The only thing that separated the West was 3 to 4 games. You're talking about Golden State. They're only one game above
Is Golden State better than the Lakers, yes or no?
No, they're not.
Okay, are the Phoenix Suns better than the Lakers? Yes or no?
No.
Are the Denver Nuggets better? Okay, everybody's not better than the Lakers. They won the West.
More games than
did they win the West?
They will win the West.
No, did they?
I don't think they'll win the. I don't think they'll win the title, but they can win the West. Everybody's banged up. Everybody's on an equal playing field. AD and LeBron played more games than KD. And if you're talking about injuries, who's more injury prone than
the Suns
than
went
Chris
to
Paul?
The finals without KD. Hello, is this on?
Don't have the same team. They traded away all their pieces.
Yes, but they added one of the best players in the league to the team. Stop it. Don't act like they're worse. They're better. They're not
all
worse.
Right. I don't know what somebody put in Rob Parker's coffee, but I like it. Spicy up in here. Speaking of spicy, Ephraim's around. I feel bad for Ephraim. Rob going to be all over Ephraim around the corner, but my God.
You know what? I'm all with the spicy Denver Nuggets. That's what I am, the spicy Denver Nuggets.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, you know who's up when you hear blow the whistle. He's a former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, which means he can talk more than football, and we'll do that with him. Our next guest, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, man?
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing?
We're good. Now, Rob Parker's on his soapbox, killing. I believe you're a Lakers fan.
Here we go. Of course, come on, man. Of course, you believe. You know me.
So, they win in the West?
They have a good opportunity to win the West.
No, that's not what he asked you. Answer the question. That's not
Rob
what he asked
had a little something extra in his lunch
no,
today.
That's not
out.
What you asked him, Chris. You asked him, are they winning the West? He goes, well, they got a good opportunity. Anybody can say that, Ephraim. Say
yeah,
yes or
understand.
No.
See, as we know, sports isn't just a yes or no. It's
yes,
not black
it is.
And white.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's not. So let me ask you this. Do you feel the Phoenix Suns are winning the West?
No, I got the I got the Clippers.
You got the Clippers.
What?
What?
The Clippers?
Without Paul George.
I got the Clippers. I just told
without
you my
Paul
pick.
George.
I got my pick. You ever hear of upsets in sports, Ephraim? How long have you been around?
Without Paul George,
right,
you think the Clippers are going to win the West.
That's
Let's go
that's
on
not
record
a good
with
pick.
That.
We're on the record. Hello, this is a radio show on 400 stations. What do you mean let's go on the record? All I want to know, Ephraim, are they going to, yes or no, answer the question?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'll pick them over the Clippers any day. Yes,
nobody asked you about the Clippers. Just make your pick. I want you to be on it. I want you to give us real answers. Stop giving us this
first of all, Rob, how dare you? How dare you, Rob? Okay, as someone who's been in this business for over 25 years, I always give real answers, young man. Okay, okay.
Well, that's where you didn't give a real answer there, because Rob ain't, if he ain't any,
I didn't even get
anything,
a chance to,
he ain't
I
young.
Didn't even get a chance to say anything, though.
I'm saying he ain't young. I didn't even get a chance to expound on it. Go ahead.
Come on, man. We done burnt up 4 minutes dealing with your attitude.
Yeah, somebody
I don't have an attitude. I told you. I had a couple of spicy nuggets before the show.
I let him go because it was fun until he said the Clippers. My goodness.
Yeah, that Clippers guy. He just killed the whole thing right there.
All right, so let's get to it tonight. Well, the Lakers, why do you like them? I mean, you know, they haven't played a ton of games together with LeBron. Yeah. Let's not even talk about the injuries, because they're not the only team with those concerns, even though you can argue there. Right. They got the most concerns about the injuries. But why do you like this team and think they are the best team in the West?
Well, if you look at the team's records post-trade deadline and All-Star, Lakers are right up there among the top coming down the stretch. The reason I like them is because the one thing they did at the trade deadline is they addressed their glaring need. They needed to get younger and longer defensively on the wing. They did that. They needed to get a bona fide point guard to come in and run the show, take the ball out of LeBron's hand, and not turn the ball over. They did that, and they needed to get outside shooting. And the numbers have shown that they've addressed every single one of those concerns. Now, when they're healthy, I believe they have the most well-rounded team going into the play-in and the playoffs.
All right. All right. Rob, I'm not even question.
I'll just leave it at that. Let's switch over to football. I'll give you more.
That's what happens when you drop the knowledge on them. And there's no knowledge.
I just not going to sit here. You want me to eat it all?
They start stuttering and moving on. Let's go to football.
Let's just go to football. The arrival of what do you make of OBJ's contract and his 1 year deal? Because you know, going to a place where a quarterback's not in place. He was parading around the country on the tour like he was signing a new 9-year contract, and he takes a 1-year contract in Baltimore. Is this a prove-it-to-me year for him, and why do you think he wound up in Baltimore?
Well, I think the conversations he's been having with his friend, Lamar Jackson, outside of what we know, outside the scope of what we know, and the conversations that have been had in the organization, I think even if someone does come and offer a contract and 2 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson, I think Baltimore is prepared to match it. I think OBJ doesn't go there, and this is my opinion. If he doesn't go there, if he's not pretty sure that Lamar is going to be the quarterback there, right. I'm sure he's not signing up to on his 1-year prove-it deal to go with Huntley or whoever they have who would come in for Lamar. So, to me, he needs to be on a prove-it. I think it's a great deal. It could be upwards of $18 million, which is not a bad contract for 1 year for a receiver. OBJ hasn't played since, 2022? He has to prove it. It's no, hey, I used to be this and I used to be that. The NFL is, what have you done for me lately, which has been nothing. So he has an opportunity to go somewhere. It is increased value. It's not a 5-year deal. It's not a $5 million deal, a $4 million deal. It could be upwards of $18 million, which is a pretty good 1-year deal for someone who's trying to prove that he's still capable of being a 1A, 1B type receiver.
Yeah, I just wonder about the whole – I guess he pitched what the Ravens had offered him to the Jets. They said thank you, but no thanks. I just wonder – really, how many deals were there really on the table for him and taking the Ravens deal? Whether he knows Lamar's going to be there or not is, I'm going to get $15 million guaranteed no matter what, and he hasn't played and hasn't made any money.
Well, yeah, I mean, the money talks. We know that professional sports is, of course, the glory, the fame, and all that. But it's about the money. It's about the contract. Somebody walked up to you right now and be like, "Hey, man, we're gonna give you $15 million. You can own, you can earn another three if you syndicate the show in 20 more markets." You sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Well, that would be taking a pay cut for the Odd Couple.
I know,
so
I know,
do that.
I know it'd be taking a pay cut for you, but you know, I was just speaking in general.
What Carson Palmer, I don't know if you heard recently, he said that Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL, better than Patrick Mahomes. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Now, everybody's opinion isn't right, right?
I think it's clear cut who the best quarterback is.
And then what you call it. How about the things called homers and people?
Of course.
I mean, that's
on,
the
man.
League Carson is filled with them.
Spent the majority of his career in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is a tremendous quarterback. He has the abilities, and he could possibly end up in a few years being the best quarterback in the league. But as of right now, it's one Patrick Mahomes. We know that. You know, look, everybody's opinion isn't right. Rob's opinion on the Clippers winning the West, that's obviously not right, but he still has it. We still have to listen to, that rubbish, you know.
I will say this, though. The Clippers, I mean, I don't know that they – Paul George might not even play but one or two playoff games, if that, because I think Phoenix is going to get them. If they get somehow get past Phoenix and get Paul George – like, I do think they have the Lakers number.
They definitely have the Lakers number.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look.
They definitely have the Lakers number. I mean, we've seen that since – I mean, the Lakers haven't beaten them since 2020, three years.
Right,
so that's a lot of games.
I mean, playoffs might be different with LeBron.
The playoffs are different with the Clippers. It's just that I can't bet on a team that's had zero success. I just can't do it. Every year we find ourselves – the last decade, we find ourselves hoping and wishing that the Clippers, this is the year, this is the year.
Well, they went to the Western Conference Finals even after Kawhi got hurt. I was impressed.
I get it. I get it. But we got nothing out of it, man. They don't give you banners for that, man. That's why they're moving into their own building. They tired of covering up the real banners, and now they can go and they can have bare ceilings down out there in Inglewood. And you can do all of that. You can have
they
the
can have first round playoff victory banners and
yeah, like they don't do that, man. Like it does not.
Hey, let me ask you this before you go. Obviously, a former professional athlete. If you were in a situation like Luka Doncic, and you're close to the playoffs, you got a shot. No guarantee, and you know it looks like they might not have made it, even if they had won their last couple games. But how would you feel if your team just quit, which is what the Dallas Mavericks did?
Well, it depends on what the explanation is. If they're saying, hey, we got an opportunity to get, I think they had a 3% chance of getting the number one pick.
Yeah, it's very slim.
Right, very slim. But if you add somebody like Victor to that team, like then that's – I mean, this kid is going to be tremendous.
Okay, so you'd be fine with it.
Right, it just depends on – you know, I don't think they have. I think they gave too many defensive pieces away. I mean, they play zero defense now. As we all know, in the playoffs, you're not going to just be able to outscore people. It's just not going to happen in a 7-game series. You got to hunker down and you got to get stops. And you know, we've seen talented teams be exited out of the playoffs time and time again because you can't get the stops when you need them.
Right. All right. That's our man. Ephraim Salaam, great stuff, man. I apologize. I mean, Rob, you know.
Hey, don't worry about him, man.
In a bad mood today.
I know how to deal with Rob, man. throw some singles and some chicken wings at him. He'd be fine, man.
All right, my man.
All right, love
y'all,
brother, man. Y'all be safe.
Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Zion Williamson, a feelings over facts guy. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Shekel City, the playoff edition or play-in edition, because they don't count in the playoffs. They're not officially in. All right, here we go, Chris. Best bet, I'm taking the Timberwolves +8.5. Lakers win the game, but they do not cover. Timberwolves lose, but they cover with the 8.5. I'm also going to take the Hawks +5 at the Heat. I don't know. I'm just not that big on either team. Heat win that game as well, but the Hawks cover a close game in a play-in situation. And then I got the Rangers. The Texas Rangers, Chris, -1.5 runs. They got an offense. They scored 11 runs last night. They take on the Kansas City Royals. Not too much going on in KC other than good barbecue. So there you go. Timberwolves +8. Hawks +5, and the Rangers -1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it, Shekel City. All right, Rob, Zion Williamson talked New Orleans, of course, in the play-in. They will play the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the winner of that game gets the loser of the Lakers-Timberwolves tonight. And then to see who goes in as that eighth seed and faces Denver in the first round. Zion Williamson, who's been out for months with a hamstring injury, spoke today, Rob, about when he might be back. Here's what he said.
Physically, I'm fine. Now it's just a matter of when I feel like Zion. I know the atmosphere I'd be in based off like the playoff experience. Now it's just a matter of when I feel like Zion.
Rob?
Zion, which Zion? The Zion in the NBA has been hurt mostly. No, I'm just saying.
I hear you. I mean, yeah, what? Look, I get what he's saying. He's talking about mentally he's still hesitating and you know, he doesn't feel fully comfortable and at ease on the court. But I don't know. I mean, this is a tough one because I get it, Rob. I do. You have to be free, right, on the court. You can't go out there.
If you have any hesitation and you're not – and you're not playing naturally and you're thinking, Chris, right, when you have to think about it, you're going to get hurt. It's just that simple. You just got to play. You can't be like, well, I can't, should I cut? Should I go with a follow dunk on this rebound? Plays. Do you know what I mean? Like, like once you start doing that, you're defeated. So
the fan in me, I mean, selfishly, I want to say, man, just get out there. You said you're fine physically. Just get out there. But I do get it. I don't know that, you know, it puts him at any more risk for injury because, you know, Rob, they've tried everything except him losing weight, which I think is what really needs to be done. I do think, you know, if he's not ready, even if you as an organization are sitting there saying, man, I think he's fine. I mean, I don't know that you can put a guy out there that's just not feeling like he's ready to play. It's interesting, Rob, we think about, you know, Michael Jordan, and I'm not trying to say he's got to be a Michael Jordan. But you remember, Rob, when Jordan was out basically the whole second year of his career with a foot injury, the team didn't want him coming back because they, you know, they wanted to get in the higher pick in the draft.
And he came back.
He
fought
him.
Right.
And, you know, coming off a broken foot. And then, of course, when he came back from baseball, he, you know, he didn't work his way in. There, you wonder, Rob, and this goes into what we always talk about with baseball and basketball, is there some overthinking going on with a lot of these injuries?
Well,
you know,
I think it's just the culture today. It is.
Just
like we talked about it, and I know we beat it like a dead horse, Chris.
Right.
But the Clayton Kershaw pitching a perfect game, 80 pitches through 7 innings, and you're overthinking it. Instead of letting him go out there, he doesn't have any pain. He's mowing down, I think it was Colorado or the Diamondbacks, one of those two teams. He's mowing them down, Chris. Just let him go out there. Yep. He feels fine. Oh, no, we don't want him to get hurt. And guess what? They took him out, and he still got hurt. So what's the difference?
I agree. And I'm kind of at the place with Zion where I'm just like, you know what? We're going to play him. And if he gets hurt, I'm just got to be like, you know what? He was
going to get hurt anyway.
Right. He's fragile. Look, the good news for Pelicans fans is that we have seen guys, Rob, who were injured early in their career. Joel Embiid, a big guy, you know, with lower extremity problems. And obviously now he's fine physically. So, you know, hopefully that'll be the case with Zion. But right now, I mean, it's frustrating to no end. And there's no you can't feel great about, oh, the whole offseason of work, he'll be fine next season because he's had that. So we'll see. But we got 2 hours left. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.